let's get this show on the road. So I'm going to be sending an invite to Bellator fighter Stephen Hill if he comes up. I haven't really done an Instagram live for a long
time. Me, I'm assuming you guys can hear me, but yeah, I'm going to be doing an Instagram live with Stephen Hill. So yeah, let's get the ball rolling.
Hey, oh, Shagger.
Easy, brother. How you doing, all right?
Good, you? How do I look? Do I look all right?
Yeah, mate, you look fresh. Got that fucking trim going. I'm disappointed that you shaved the tash off, though.
I'm going to grow it back, brother, just for you.
Yeah, mate, that was the selling point for me. I was like, oof.
You look that beautiful in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, how you been anyways, all right?
Yeah, all good, man, good. Everything's going well. Mate, I can't complain. I'm 4 weeks out.
Getting ready, getting sharp, getting in shape.
Mate, it's all the cliche shit, but I do feel really good. I do, you know, everyone goes, yeah, I feel deadly, I feel fast, I do feel good.
Oh, mate, well, it would have been awful if you had turned around and just gone, nah, mate, I feel awful. Like, this is the worst I've ever felt. This camp's been awful. Just like selling an absolute shit show, do you know what I mean? You're obviously not going to say that, are you? But you're going to be genuine at the same time.
Maybe we should do that. These stupid Italians are all jumping on these posts and trolling me. Maybe we should say I'm having a terrible camp. I've got the Rona. I've had a terrible camp. Absolutely shocking.
Oh, mate, freaking, nah, you'll be all right. I know you're going to be all right. And obviously, I'm assuming you're looking forward to competing in the next sort of 4 weeks. Mm.
Yeah, I can't wait, mate. I'm buzzing. It's like Christmas Day for me. I get these attacks up again.
Yeah.
Mate, I'll tell you what. I actually rate them like they're the trolls, man. They're like trolls. They're best trolls ever. The English, they don't back us at all.
But, nah. The Italians, they go hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about the dog.
That's all right, brother. I'll probably be coughing my guts up at some point. I'm still a little bit under the weather, but, you know, we've got to get things done, right?
Are you pregnant or hungover?
Both, mate. I don't even drink alcohol, mate, at all. Like, so it's going to have to be the other one.
Good.
Yeah, fuck the alcohol, man. It's no good for me. I'm trying, you know, when you've got to maintain this body.
It's hard, isn't it?
Not the ideal.
Hard, bro. Hard, I don't know what you're saying.
I want to
do it every day.
Yeah, go on, brother, sorry. So you're 2-0 Bellator, pro record of 7-0, or it might have gone up now. I might be a little bit off on that. I do apologise. So talk to me about your first fight and within Bellator and like how it felt to be out there. Because obviously, before we spoke, you were just lining up to have your first pro fight for Bellator. So how was that whole experience for you?
Hard to put into words, really. Because every fighter always wants to get to UFC or Bellator or ONE, do you know what I mean? So when I was finally, I got signed and I was there, oh, mate, amazing. Felt very, very, very grateful, but also, like, I can't find the right words for it, but just felt amazing, mate. Felt very grateful, just felt good to be there. I was very nervous. Like, I get quite nervous sometimes, all that stuff, and I overthink. And am I ready for it? So it was nice to get the first one out of the way and realise that I am ready for it, and these guys ain't ready for me. That's what I've got to worry about. It's not a fight; it's a fight under any lights, any stadium, any country, with any fans booing you, cheering you. The fight's a fight, but you have to be ready in your own mind. You have to be strong in your own mind. And them two fights really helped me with that. You know, the first one, I had a couple of thousand Italians booing me. The second one, it wasn't too bad. And the third one's going to be even better.
Yeah. But I think that's something that people don't always take into account, you know, like, especially people that are maybe competed at a lower level, sort of, you know, within their local town or just even like in England or whatever. They don't think about going somewhere else and then having to sort of fight in front of fans that are obviously going to be hostile. I don't actually think a lot of people take that into consideration and how like nerve-wracking that can be to Because like, obviously, like yourself, right, you're used to more competing locally and people cheering for you when you're coming out. To then go over to Italy and then have like 1,000 people booing you, you're kind of like, all right, I'm not used to this, but fuck it, let's go anyways. Do you know what I mean? Let's give it a good go anyways.
For anyone to say that it doesn't get you like, doesn't get you emotionally or get you hyped is a lie. Trust me. You feel it like when they're booing you, and but then they're cheering you in the end. It's cool, man. It is cool.
But I'm ready, over with
the... I don't care for anything. I don't care. They boo me, cheer me in France. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I can't wait for this.
What adjustments did you make between like your first fight and your second fight? Because like in my opinion, your second fight, I could see like a difference in your performance level and maybe even like your confidence. You seemed more like at home. It sounds stupid, it's a weird thing to say, but that's just like the perception I got from watching. Is like you seemed so much more comfortable in that second fight compared to your first fight, and like if you made any adjustments even in your camp and stuff like that to be more prepared for that second bout.
To be honest with you, I didn't make any adjustments. I just worked harder. I always work hard, but I worked even harder. I was running more, grappling more, striking more, working on myself, working on my mental as well, mate. You know, that's another thing. You know, got better people in my life now. Got rid of some toxic people in my life, and just getting better every day, bit by bit, chipping away, mate, chipping away. You know, I felt a lot more at home. I felt in the second fight, I felt a lot more at home. I remember one time I grappled in the O2 and didn't grapple very well, didn't get the decision. And I was so comfortable backstage at this grappling event in the O2. And I was too comfortable. And I felt like that in Dublin for this fight. And I was starting to worry. I was like, oh, am I a bit too comfortable? But then when I got in there, it was just another day. Hey, another day in the office for me. I felt good. The first one was really hard because I had a lot of pressure of the first. We're from the same place. We come from, it's a seaside town. It's the back arse of nowhere, really. No one's really done anything like that before. So it was a big thing for me. And I feel like that just, it weighed on me a bit. And so in the second one, I didn't really have it. I've done that now.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna go there and express myself, and I was put on a clinic in the second fight. Didn't even get to see my striking, and my striking's high level. We're gonna see that in this fight. This guy just thinks I'm gonna grapple with him, and that's all I am, is a grappler. Well, he's in for a hard night, mate. I'll tell you that now. He's in for a hard night.
Are you thinking sometimes, like with people like this, have proven a point to an extent where it's like, all right, let's have a little stand up for a bit. Like, I might be able to take you down easy and grapple you up, but let's have a little stand up just to prove a point. If you think I'm going to stand there and grapple with you, I'll show you how good my fucking striking is. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes yes, Jay, and sometimes no. Sometimes I'm a little bit stubborn. I'm like, no, I won't. Why have I got to show you anything? I'm that good in wrestling. You try and stop it. Do you know what I mean? Oh, well.
Yeah.
No, you're good at grappling, so fuck it, we'll stand up. No, I'll just do what I want to even more. It makes me even more stubborn, and I don't care if it takes me 10 takedowns to get him down, I will get him down. He's big, he's tall. He's training in SBG, some really nice gym. We're in this gym that's being refurbed in a minute. It's like, it's a bit like Rocky IV when Rocky goes to Russia, trains in a stud. I don't care, mate. I don't care the situation I'm training. I don't care where he's training, what he's got with all these, you know, all these flashy shit. I respect him. I know he's a good guy, but I want this win more than anything else. I'll think about him every single day. I'll think about it. First thing I wake up, last thing at night is him. I'll just think about taking him apart every day, chipping away at him. It's going to be violent. That's what I want, is violence, beautiful violence. I can't say where it's going to go just because I'm ready everywhere. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think that's a good thing though, bro. Like in all honesty, is that it seems like there's not much of an ego there from you. It's like, do you know what? The most important thing is just to get the win. Mm. How it happens is irrelevant. Like, we'll assess it on the night. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're going to have some striking. If we need to be striking, then sweet. And if the knockout comes, sweet. If I can get the takedown, I'll take him down. And I'll sub him and do what I've got to do. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, the win's the most important thing. And I think sometimes, especially in fighting, we've seen it with high-level fighters in other aspects, like in the UFC and whatever, where they'll deliberately make a point of like, no, I'm going to stand and trade with you. And then they end up kind of not appealing to their strongest assets or whatever, because they're like, nah, this guy says I can't stand up. So yeah, let's do that for
yeah. Why get drawn into that? Use what got you to the dance, mate. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good at dragging you down to deep waters and mauling you and drowning you. You know what I mean? But also, I can strike. I can strike with the best of them. You know, up and down the country, I've struck with some of the best strikers in the country, and I hold my own. You know what I mean? So, I'm just going to go in there and do my thing. And the win's the most important thing. I'm not going to get drawn into anything. You know, I'm just going to be slick. Hands are going to be high, and like this guy said, I can wrestle bears, let alone humans. But yeah, have fun, mate. Have fun. This is, mate, we're lucky. I'm so lucky to do this. You know what I mean? I am so lucky.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's madness, bro. Like, yeah. When you think about where you're coming from and that, like, it is honestly mad to be sitting here chatting with you and going,
I'm lucky.
Like, obviously, you've got the talent and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? And you've done the hard work. Like, yeah. There's a part of that. But at the same time, sometimes you've got to pinch yourself and go, what the fuck? Like, how am I here? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's mental.
100%. Also recognise the hard work you put in every day, daily. You know what I mean? You are lucky, but also the hard work you put in, day out, the graft you put in. You know what I mean? I love this game. I love this life. I love the competition. Yes, Toby, what's up? It's good, man. It's good life.
And you don't want it taken away either. Do you know what I mean? Like, just by getting complacent or whatever.
I'll never get complacent, man. This is all I know. It's all I know is to train hard. Train hard. I'm going to train hard until my body can't anymore. And then I'll find something else, and I'll just kick everyone's ass in jiu-jitsu or something. I don't know.
I'll keep training jiu-jitsu to try and get the hours in to try and make it a bit more competitive next time.
Yeah, good man.
One day, maybe. Do you know what I mean? Fucking, I wish. So what are your plans? Obviously, you're going to be fighting in Paris next time. Like, what are your plans getting down there? When are you planning on going down there? Who are you bringing from your team and stuff like that? Because obviously we've touched on sort of how you're looking at sort of the predictions for the fight. We've kind of touched on that. You're happy with going either way, stand up, wrestle, don't matter, get the win. But like, what's the plan and the build up? When are you looking to be in Paris, and who are you bringing with you and all that, Marky?
So we usually fly around 3-4 days before. I assume we're flying again. It's a Friday night, this fight, so we'll probably be flying out on like Tuesday. I'll take Alex Salisbury out with me, my head coach, the big troll, the sexy orc. Here, come with me. And we go out there, and then the real fun begins. I say real fun, disgusting. Just cutting all the weight and making welterweight and being a skinny little lad for a couple of days, and then refeed and kick some ass.
Yeah, that must be, because obviously your first fight was at middleweight, I think, wasn't it? And now you've done two at welter.
No, the first one was like catchweight. It was like 82.
Ah, okay, below, yeah. Like,
this last one was welterweight. This one's welterweight. It's interesting. I can't wait. It's interesting.
Do you prefer, with like, if you could pick the ideal weight category, where would you prefer to be sitting, or doesn't matter? Just fucking diet.
It feels like an 81.
You'd be more comfortable there.
Yeah. I'd still have to cut a little bit, but it wouldn't be nowhere near as bad. The 81 would be perfect, but it's not going to happen, mate. They ain't gonna change that anytime soon, but it's all good. We moved.
Touching on, because obviously you said Alex is like your head coach and that. With your camps, like your fight camps, do you tailor them to the opponent now, or is it still like we're just going to go with the game, we're going to put the rounds in, we're going to do the training, or is Alex and yourself like now looking at opponents and kind of what elements they might be strong in and then tailoring your camp around that?
Mm. Yeah, of course. We have a look and we see where they're good and where we think there's holes and where we can lay traps. And yeah, we definitely go over it. And, you know, it's difficult because now where we're at now, everyone's good everywhere. So it's hard to make certain game plans. Do you know what I mean? But you do have like little things you think about and you want to do and we're trying out and stuff like that. Yeah, we definitely have some plans, but we've not got plan A and plan B. We've got A, B, C, D, E, F. Do you know what I mean? We've got loads. You know what I mean? We can do anything. And for me, I always go into like sharpen your skills daily. Get better every day and be ready for anything. You know what I mean? Mm. Almost like you're riding a wave. You don't know what wave's coming. Big wave, ride it. Do you know what I mean? Just don't crash. Be smooth, flow. Yeah, that's it, man. I'm doing my thing daily, you know? Getting better every day. I feel like every camp I level up. Like, I look back at them two fights and I'd beat that Steve now. I'd kill him now, you know? I just get better every day. Sometimes I pinch myself and I'm like, fuck, you're so good.
Yeah. So that cracks me up, though. It's like, you've got, I suppose when you look at, again, like how you've progressed and your performances, I think that's a good mentality to have too, because you look back and you go, I'd smash the old version of me, like, because I'm so much better now and I'm more dedicated and so on. And I think that's a credit to the hard work that you are putting in where you can, because some people like can be where you are now and they've actually got some shit up because they've taken their foot off the gas or whatever. So I think it's good and a credit to your mindset to be like, let's keep grinding, let's keep getting better, let's keep delivering, let's perfect these little things, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the mentality of a black belt in jiu-jitsu, is that like fine-tuning of all the little details rather than being like, oh yeah, I've got my black belt now, don't need to like train anymore, I can smash anyone, whatever. Like, no, it's about keep like chipping away at those little details.
Chipping away and keep getting better, and you can never be too good. You can always learn something, a new angle and a new way to do anything. And mate, I'm always learning, I'm always getting better. These guys that think they're better than everyone else and they can never learn from anyone else, it's the wrong mindset. And for me, going back to why I push so much, it's because I have to mentally, for me. Like, if I'm not training very hard, like, it's like, but if I'm training really hard, it's for my mental, it's really good. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I believe in myself more and more because of all the work I'm putting in all the time. And I've been into so many different camps, and they say this, I'm doing that, and I'm doing this. And I'm watching these guys for this camp, and I'm not even training that hard. They're taking rest rounds, and I'm not resting for shit. You know what I mean? I'm pushing. In my whole heart, I know on fight night, all the hard work's done. I can't do anything else. And I don't want that. I don't want to carry anything else going in. Any doubts, any worries, thinking, fuck, did I do enough? God, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Lifted the stones, turned them all over. That old saying, whatever it is, done everything I can, you know?
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm going to do it. I can't worry about what he's doing. Can't worry about where he's training, who he's training with, the SBG. Like, I can't, you know, whatever, mate. I don't care. When it's me and you locked in there, it's me versus you. And everyone's good for a round.
Yeah.
Everyone's good for a round, trust me. And then my cardio, my pace, my pressure. Hit break.
Cool, that's some loud little bits of work going on, isn't it?
Hit break.
So, when you obviously compete, it's quite a high pressure situation. How do you how do you deal with that? Like, have you got any things in place? Like, sounds really stupid, but for me, like, I'm not that I'm, there's different levels here, but whenever I'm doing something that I feel that's like quite high pressure for me, I've got a weird thing where I chew chewing gum and it just seems to relax me. So I don't know, like, if you've got anything, maybe it's a mental game for me on that, like,
beat up
I need to chew some chewing gum.
No, I'm joking. No, mate, so don't worry about the level. Everyone feels pressure. It doesn't really matter about the level. But it's, chewing gum's good, mate. I'm thinking back. I don't know, really. I just keep my mind busy and stay positive and, yeah, I've listened to some music and shit and do my thing. And it's hot, mate. It's so hard. I can't really sit here and tell you, like, how you deal with the pressure because it's fucking awful. It's fucking awful. I was at a show last night, a small show in Brighton. Good show. But you can see all the fighters backstage, they feel all that pressure. That horrible pressure of waiting around, the waiting game, of waiting to get in there. Horrible. Horrible. And everyone deals in their own way. Some guys go quiet. I like an intense warm-up, like to get real intense. Almost go shark eyes on these guys. I don't know. It's high pressure, mate, high pressure. Lots and lots. It's heavy. When you win, do you know what? The win's buzz.
Yeah.
It's like amazing. You can't explain the win, but you go, it's over with. Do you know what I mean? It's like the pressure, it's the valve relief more than anything else for about a week. And then they go, oh, do you want to do another one in 10 weeks? And you go, yeah, fuck it, why not?
Yeah. No, mate, you've got to be a little bit sick in the head to be doing that. Do you know what I mean?
You've got to be a little bit gone, haven't you? I've got 29 now. I've come to realise I'm probably a little bit gone. All the best guys are, all the most talented guys in the world are, I suppose. I'm not saying I'm the most talented guy in the world, but I'm obsessed. I can say that with my whole heart. I'm obsessed with the game of violence.
How long do you think until you're competing for that belt? Well, obviously, within a realistic time frame, because, you know, someone might turn around and be like, want to compete for the belt tomorrow, which obviously everyone does, but like, what do you think is a realistic time scale for yourself?
I would like to say within 2 or 3 years. In 2 or 3 years. I feel like that's fair. If I was to sit here and say 12 months and you've only had 3 fights in Bellator, you'd be a bit like, come on, mate. I feel like within, that doesn't mean it's going to take me 3 years. I mean, within 3 years, I believe I'll be there or thereabouts, in my opinion, with how hard I'm working and the ladder I'm climbing. But I just feel like one fight at a time, and I'm going to deal with Monkey King first, and then we'll go from there. But that's the dream one day, is to get the welterweight strap, no doubt. Change my life, change my family's life, and change this town's combat history. We have a world champion. We've not had a Bellator world champion in, I think we have one. I think we had like Liam McGeary, the light heavyweight, but I think he was training out of America at the time. I think he was the world champion for a bit. But I mean, there's none now, and I want to be the first one to do it, you know, from my town. Why not? Someone's got to do it. Why not me? I look at these guys and I'm just like, I'd have a good go with all of them right now, all the top guys.
You'll be bringing that belt back and bowling it around Aces Town, innit, with the strap over your shoulder, doing the Billy strap.
Yeah, I'll take it off for 2 weeks. I'll sleep with it, eat with it, bath with it a lot. Coming off.
That would be fucking funny, mate. I'd love to see it, do you know what I mean? It's going to happen, so it's all good. I believe it's going to happen, like. You know, otherwise I'd be fucked up, wouldn't I? Just sitting here going, nah, mate, you're never going to get that world title. See you later, bruv. Like, do you know what I mean? I know, you know. I've seen the fucking hard work going in there. That eventually that dream's going to become a reality.
One day, mate, one day. One fight at a time. Look, like I was saying, I'd love the title. My opponent would love the title. All these top guys, like, but one thing at a time. And right now, I'm tunnel vision on the Monkey King. I'm tunnel vision on him. You know, nothing else matters bar him.
What's your take on like doping within like combat sports? Because we've obviously seen it coming out in boxing quite recently. And what's like Bellator? What's their like testing standards? Do they are you regularly tested? Like, I don't really know the full ins and outs of how it works and all of that shit. I mean, so I just thought I'd ask you.
Yeah, I mean, they're not as, like, they don't do as much as UFC, obviously. They're on it all the time. But, I mean, for me, my opinion is, it's a hard one. I feel like it's cheating. It's definitely cheating. But what do I think about it? What do I think?
I know what you mean. Like, obviously, it's cheating and it's aiding in performance and stuff like that. But there's two, like, mentalities, isn't there? Like, people will go, oh, it's so fucking wrong to do. But also, you've got to, I think, understand from a perspective that for some people, the fear of losing is so much worse. Like, do you know what I mean? I'd rather, I'd potentially take like a little drug here and there or whatever that's going to aid in my performance because I've got that fear of failure so bad. But then in the same sort of conversation is that if you're going to be doping and taking whatever substances that are going to aid your performance and your opponent isn't, then someone could get seriously hurt. And I think, I can't remember who said it a long time ago, but someone was like, just make doping legal because then you're just going to have like the highest performance fucking property. The highest performance possible. So it's like, you know, it's hard to navigate through. So I understand why it's
I think difficult it's difficult to even. I would never do it personally. I just feel like it, I'd feel weak mentally. I've had to take this thing to enhance myself. I'd feel weak mentally. I feel like it's cheating. I'm a bit old school with that. I feel like do it the proper way, the honest way, and just work your ass off. And just, that's it. If you have to cheat, then how do you sleep with that? Well, these fuckers will always have an excuse for something and always justify something. Oh, well, I took it because of this and that. Mate, I'm literally, give me some tape. If anything hurts, I'll tape it up. I don't need a drug for it. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to work my ass off. And for me, personally, I just think it's a scummy way. In bodybuilding, different.
Yeah.
You ain't hitting no one and kicking on for a living, yeah? When you're, like, wrapping shins around people's heads and you're on drugs, I feel like you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's my...
No, that's fair.
That's my opinion. That's you ask me my opinion, that's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I like, mate, as always, you've got to be direct with things, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I think jujitsu, like, there's quite a lot of doping in jujitsu. I don't think it's even really regulated at all.
They're all juicy.
Yeah. I'm tempted, bro. If I'm like that, get me on the gear.
Work on your technique, yeah. But take loads of trend, bench as much as you can, but work on your technique, bro. Fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous.
No, the that's how you, fucking
Jesus boy.
Yeah. I'm tempted, mate. I'm like that down at the blue belt competitions.
Don't touch that shit, man. Don't just eat well. Eat well, lift, train hard, and you get good, you know? You don't need that shit.
There you go. Fucking Sonny dropping the line there. Hillbilly Hammer don't need that shit. Crap me up. So what do you do to like unwind as well? Because I know I check your social media quite a lot. I see you training fucking pretty much all the time. How do you relax and unwind? Because you need to for your brain, for your body to recover a little bit and so on. So yeah, what's your sort of routines around that? What are you doing to chill out?
When I chill out, I like to spend time with my missus. And just watching films. I'm just a normal guy, watching TV, watching films, chill out. Walk her dog maybe. The little shit bag, you know. No, I'm joking. Just chill out and watching films. I say that and then I'll put fights on. And I'm like, fuck. Turn them off, do you know what I mean? But just chill out. I like to watch films. You know, maybe go for some dinner. Got to slow down on that now. Now I'm 4 weeks out. But yeah, I like films. Going out for some walks along the seafront, getting a coffee and just being a normal lad for 5 minutes and just trying to get about for 5 minutes. It's hard, but I try.
Do you, because a friend of mine, when he watches, so he was boxing, but when he never used to really watch boxing fights because he just, I don't know why, he just said, I can't stand it. I can't bear watching boxing.
Why?
And even though he loved the sport of boxing, he just didn't like watching it. I don't know. He just said, like, I just don't like doing it. It just feels like off. He's like, not really interested in shit. But I'm like, it's your sport. Like, why don't you want to watch it? And I was just wondering for you, like, do you find yourself getting like hyped and built up watching like UFC more than the traditional guy? Like, when I watch it, I'm like, oh, yeah, sick.
Yeah.
But like, for you, are you doing that, you know, that Conor McGregor video where it's like, jab, roll, uppercut, all that shit?
Well, listen, bro. Yeah. Right now, while I'm on this podcast, you look.
Oh, lad.
Do you know what I mean? It's on all the time. I'm learning all the time, doing my homework all the time. I love watching fights. I can't really watch boxing that much anymore. I can, but I'm not overly fussed. But MMA, I watch all the time. Boxing bores me a little bit. I'm just like, why are you kicking him? Why are you taking him down? I mean, this is some real fighting. Let's see some grit. You know what I mean? This punch, punch, break away, grab, and I don't know. I can watch.
Yeah. Do you think the UFC and like MMA and Bellator and ONE are slowly sort of taking over boxing? Because boxing now, we see like fucking two fights a year that are half decent. Do you know what I mean? With the top level guys, whereas I'll use like the UFC for an example. Dana White just seems to get like the matchmaking like perfect. Do you know what I mean? He's like number two versus number three, or number one versus number two, and so on.
He does it. I hate him or love him, but MMA, they want to make great fights. Whereas the boxing world, they want to protect their boxers. They want to make their boxers 30-0, fight 30 bums, have one tough fight and retire with all the belts and all the money. So you barely see any decent fights. I feel like boxing is not dead. It never will be dead, boxing. Especially in England, boxing's huge in Europe. But it's slowly getting a bad, like, everyone's talking about it. Like, these YouTubers making all this money and these, you know, and these top boxers doing fuck all. And but they need to do something different. Something needs to be changed up with boxing, because MMA is taken over, 100%. Boxing's, it's not dead, but I don't know, like, everyone I know, and or like even the general public I talk to, they talk about MMA, talk about Bellator, talk about UFC. No one really talks about what's fucking Joshua's doing. No one really cares. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't think it's dead, and I think it ever will be dead. But
let's answer this question: who's winning, Leon versus Colby?
Listen, I'm with Leon all day because of the UK. But it's a great fight. It's a great fight. I feel like if Kobe can use his wrestling and pin Leon, and it's, I feel like Kobe could nick it. But Leon's got good defensive wrestling and good cage control and cage craft, so it's a great fight. But I'm with Leon on that one. If that, whoever that guy is,
Leon. Someone. No, honestly, bruv, I was just touching on the Leon thing as well, actually. He makes it look so effortless in there, doesn't he?
You know why? Because he's been doing it forever. Forever. Watch a barista make you a coffee. Like, me and you.
Yeah, that's
you,
true.
Me and you going, fuck it up. Do you know what I mean? But he's done it. That's why. He's been in the game so long. And when people say that to other people and talented people I've seen, and it's because, in my opinion, it's because they've done it over 10,000 times. You know what I mean? That's all it is. There's no secret, mate. I don't believe in this. I believe in, to a certain point, there's talent. But I've seen talented guys before, and I've seen them go away, and I've never seen them again, and I've seen them fade. They're lazy. The guys who are talented and the hard work, they're the ones who are going to stay. They're the ones who are going to make it look effortless, easy, smooth. Do you know what I mean? Because they work hard. They understand that the grind. Look at John Jones. Look what we said the other month. Be the guy. Be the guy in the grind. You know? And that, and it just gives me great. It like gives me, what's the word? Like, it makes me like feel at ease when I'm working really hard. So like, right, okay, well, I'm doing, I'm checking it off every day, chipping away, checking it off. And I'm like, well, okay, what did I do today? Well, I ran, I did this, I did that, I did this. So I know in my heart that I've done enough for the day. When I haven't done enough, I feel like a piece of shit. And we've all been there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've all missed that session that you should have went to, and you feel like a piece of shit. So, but yeah, that's for me. That's answers that question.
Yeah, the mental game's mad, isn't it? Like when we, I think it's so underappreciated, in my opinion. I don't think it's spoken enough.
Massively. Mate, in the last year, I still have wobbles. Mate, I'm a big enough guy to sit here. I'm a strong enough guy to sit here. I don't care if he sees this. I really don't care. I don't care who sees this. I'm a big enough guy to sit here and say, I still wobble. I have days where I'm like, fucking hell. This is a bit much. Maybe let's just go and get a good, like a normal job and train here and there. I can't do it. I've tried that life. It ain't for me. It's not enough. But the mental game is huge, and I'm way better at it now. Trust me, my belief in myself is way better. When I'm on, and I'm telling you what, you could put Terminator and King Kong in there with me. I'm coming out. I'll be coming. I'll be the last one out of the cage. You know, mental.
Mentality.
I don't want to go too much in the mental and don't want to bore everyone. But there's a few different things this year I've done for my mental, and they helped me a lot. And a lot to do with
that.
But whatever you got, I'll take it.
Have you got? Because I'm sort of fucking all out of topic points here. I think we've actually been going for like 45 minutes, and I haven't even realised which is mental. It's flown by. Is there anything you wanna add in there at all, or anything you wanna touch on? If not, obviously we'll leave it as is, and I'll get this uploaded onto YouTube, and I'll leave it on Instagram for people to tune in and watch it at a later date.
No, mate, that's all good. It's brilliant, mate. Brilliant podcast. It's good talking to you as always. I just want to thank all my sponsors: TNL Tires, Dentry Scaffolding, Refresh DMP, a new one from Eastbourne. Who else we got? Raw Performance, always having my back. Who else we got? Sorry, Sunday. Novo Jiu-Jitsu, always having me. You know what I mean? Hussein, my secret weapon, the Iranian gangster, taking me on the pads every single day. Yeah, Novo BJJ, all the boys that helped me, Dan Hicks, everyone helps me. I appreciate it. And you'll all see all the good work unfold on May 12th in Paris.
Typical Alex Salisbury joining at the last minute, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he would do. He thinks it's all about himself, doesn't he?
Turn up late to his own funeral.
Bike rides and eating steak, the good life. What's up, Al? Smash your face. Smash your face right in. Come, or anyone wants to come rolling 6 o'clock today, Raw Performance. Let's go, no gi round.
Jay, have you got a session up there? Yeah.
Come. 6 o'clock. It's no session. It's only for G's, but you can come.
All right.
How are you be up today? Yeah.
I'll be up at 6 today. I'll message you about it. I'm sorted out.
Yeah, brother. Hi, Ruby. All right, brother. Peace,
sweet.
Man. Thanks, bro.
Yes, sweet. I appreciate that. I'll speak to you in a bit. All right.
Cheers, brother. Bye, man.
Take care.